got a little bit of a cold. I think this all these changes in temperature. You know, throughout Christ's ministry, there was a lot of people that were amazed at what they saw with Christ. They were really amazed. Whenever he calmed the storms and the wind, they said, even the wind and sea obey him. When he worked marvelous miracles, Luke 9:43, and they were all amazed at the mighty power of God, but while they wondered, everyone, at all the things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples. They were amazed at all the things that Jesus did. Mark 6:51, and he went up into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. And immediately he rose, Mark 2:12, took up the bed, went forth before them all, insomuch they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Luke 5:26. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. Luke 4:36, they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. Mark 1:27, they were all amazed. So much that they question among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Mark 16:8, and they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed, neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Well, I've got a question for you tonight. Have you ever been amazed at the power of God in your life? Have you ever had something that happened that just shocked you to your very core? I know I have. I'm not going to share with you some of the things that have happened in my life, but because people wouldn't believe me anyway. People wouldn't believe me anyway. But there's been several events that have happened in my life that have been shocking. Shocking. And it was beyond the natural realm, things that have happened. I'll ask you a few questions and have you think about these things. These are yes or no questions. First question. Do you think God can reveal to someone, give them a premonition that they're going to die? Have you ever thought about that? Is that a yes or no? Number two. Do you believe that a person, after they die, can come back and say goodbye to someone they loved? That's a yes or no question. Number three, do you believe that God can still reveal to people things in dreams? Say, oh, I'm only into special revelation. General revelation. I don't believe in special revelation today. I ask you a question. Excuse me. Do you believe that God can reveal himself to people in dreams today? See if I can blow my nose here. Do you believe in angels today? Do you believe that they're sent as messengers? Do you ever believe you've entertained angels unawares? Do you believe that God can heal today? Do you believe that God is all-powerful and has all power in heaven and earth? Are you amazed at the power of God? Even during the apostles' ministry in Acts, people were amazed. Acts 2:12. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Acts 2:7. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Acts 9:21, but all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which called on the name of Jerusalem and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief of priests? Of course, they were speaking of the Apostle Paul. They were amazed after his conversion because he had an about face. Changed everything. God changed everything in Paul's life, did he not? Was there a time when he changed everything in your life? Where you were speaking in one direction and all of a sudden he gave you a different direction to talk about? I know that happened with me. Are you amazed at some passages in the Bible that people leave out? Like the 9th chapter of Romans, the 6th chapter of John, the 10th chapter of John, the 17th chapter of John, 45th chapter of Isaiah. All these passages are never talked about. Isn't that amazing? I think it is. Well, something to think about, this amazement. I hope you all have a good evening and think on these things. God bless.